will.
But as a metaphor, what he enjoyed is the fact that he's added to society and human life, and he's got a legacy and all that.
But so by the same time, when I went to Ibiza, right? Now there they have motorbikes, people flying around on them, people don't wear helmets. You might even get three people on a moped. Mm-hmm. I saw a farmer with a goat in a basket. They don't care. They're whizzing around at high speeds. A lot of deaths there.
Yeah.
And they'll have a lot of them see that those areas where someone's come off, been killed, people put flowers there.
Yeah.
And because that happens a lot, it's a lovely green island. Now here, we're saying
saying that all the deaths make it nice because there's
flowers.
It makes
it lovely.
Because there's loads of flowers everywhere.
So with death comes beauty. So that's another metaphor. You can have that one.
That was one of the most tortuous things I've ever... That was extraordinary.
But look at London.
That was extraordinary, Carl.
Right, Carl.
Well, look at London, though. Let me finish my point.
Let him finish his point. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Right, London, councillor with his clipboard. Need a speed bump here. I saw someone doing 35. Put some traffic lights there and a pedestrian crossing. Mm. Pelican crossing there as well. And a speed camera.
Right.
Horrible and grey. Okay. No flowers.
But you still see flowers left behind where people have died in terrible accidents.
They're not
you
many
see
good
that all
ones.
The
it's stuck to a lamppost with elastic band round them. They don't look nice.
He's not the quality of flowers. Yeah, but the point is this. The one is
some 15-year-old got run down and you're disappointed at the quality of the flowers.
Look at this, Suzanne. Fella lost his head here.
Geraniums? Geraniums? Fella lost bloody head?
Well,
we have to encourage gun crime so that people will get shot in inner cities and then we can put flowers up and beautify the area. Is that
no,
what you're
but
saying?
If an area's nicer to look in, nicer to be in, if it's nicer looking, you don't get people speeding around like lunatics. Because they go, I'm not in a rush, I'd quite like to slow down
this
here and
look
so at the flowers.
This is so complicated. So now what you're saying is because an area is grey and gloomy, people speed around to get out of it. In the course of doing that, they knock people down, but then flowers are put up, which then makes the area beautiful, thus stopping people driving around at speed so death no longer occurs.
Well, they're cute to getting out of their cars to put down flowers. And
they get knocked down by other people on their way to put some flowers down.
Yeah.
Just sometimes people have to die, don't they? There was a fella outside our house who hit a lamppost. He had a helmet on, but his head come off.
You made me laugh at a man's head coming off because the way you said it.
But that's the thing.
He had a, oh God. There's a man who's hiding in a house. He had a lamppost, he had a helmet on, but his head come off.
So you're saying that because in that one instance, the helmet did not save his life.
His head was in great condition. It's just not attached to his body. And that's what I'm saying to you. Sometimes people have to die. How far do you take all this stuff of you know, safety gear and slowing down and wear bright clothes at night? And it's just too much.
Very important point, you see. We give people crash helmets. We give them, you know, seat belts. We make them wear that, right? Do you think that's right for a start? Do you think someone should be made to wear a crash helmet? They're only hurting themselves.
Crash helmet. I don't think you should get fined for not wearing one, but no. Then if you come off a motorbike and you hurt your head and you didn't have a helmet on, then you can't sort of go, well, they should have had speed bumps here. Yeah, I didn't realise we were going too fast.
Don't forget, we're not just protecting him. He could be a father with two kids. So you're going, oh, let him, if he doesn't want to wear a crash helmet, let him get brain damage. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, we're over the top in this country
saying, no, if he doesn't want to wear a crash helmet, let him not wear a crash helmet. He doesn't wear a crash helmet, he comes off his bike, he smacks his head in, he's a vegetable. He's like that, sitting at home like that. And yet the two little kids come to you, you're in charge, don't forget, we've put you in charge of society here, and they come to you, two little kids, they go, President Pilkington,
what?
Why did you let my daddy wear the... We're not wearing the crash helmet.
I didn't. We paid. We put leaflets through the door. We had adverts on the telly, sunshine.
Yeah, but why?
It's your dad's fault.
But why wasn't it compulsory? Because he wanted.
It's not the world we live in, Sonny.
Yeah, now I haven't got a daddy.
Has he got an helmet at all? Have you seen helmet knocking about?
No, he's a vegetable now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't want to wear a crash helmet, but why didn't you make him wear a crash helmet? It wasn't just him, it was us. Why did you turn my daddy into a vegetable?
Where's your mum?
Mum left when he kept going on about not wearing a crash helmet.
I put you in a home. I just think, you see, this is the problem. Everyone's looking for someone to blame.
Yes, but this is interesting, though, because you were particularly...